Later in the afternoon, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson arrive at the hotel. "Sir Henry Baskerville is upstairs expecting you," says a clerk. Holmes asks to see the guest book. Usually when one wants to watch someone, he stays close. But the man we are looking for isn't staying in this hotel. Perhaps he doesn't want Sir Henry Baskerville to see him. They walk up the stairs. "I want to go to Baskerville Hall at the end of the week," says Sir Henry. "I think your decision is wise. You are being followed in London," says Holmes. "By whom?" asks Dr. Mortimer. "We don't know. Do you know any man with a black full beard?" asks Holmes. "Let me see. Yes, Barrymore, Sir Charles's butler. He is in charge of the hall." "Did Barrymore profit by Sir Charles's will?" asked Holmes.
"Yes, but many people did. There was about a million. I got £740,000, says Sir Henry.
Holmes raises his eyebrows in surprise.
"I had no idea that such a gigantic sum was involved. Do you have a will?" "No, there was no time," says Sir Henry.
"Who would inherit everything in the case of your death?"
"The Desmonds, who are distant cousins."
"Well, Sir Henry, I think you should leave without delay. There is only one thing. You must not go alone."
"Dr. Mortimer is returning with me."
"But Dr. Mortimer has his practice to attend, and his house is miles away from yours."
"The best person to go with you is Dr. Watson," suggests Holmes.
Sir Henry is happy with the idea, and Watson agrees. Later that day, Sherlock Holmes meets the carriage driver, John Clayton.
"Do you know anything about the man you were driving?" asks Holmes. "He says he was a detective, and he mentioned his name," says Clayton.